Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday.
It's time for analysis from someone who really cares.
96.3 WDVD.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
It's 8:06 now, and the entire Dr. Stephen Craig family in our studio this morning.
Yes, including Dog.
Yay.
Yay.
Great to have everybody here. Getting ready for a little trip to Cedar Point, I understand.
That's tomorrow.
That's pretty exciting.
End of summer.
Nice.
A little end of summer blowout for the Craig family. Come down to the radio station. See
you want
the
a morning
people.
Show to tag along?
That'd be great.
We haven't been to Cedar Point yet.
Oh, you know what? When you're down there, dude, they've got some awesome fries. That's what I see. This is what I take from
everything that
parks.
We do is about
food.
Right. Greasy, junky food.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Love it. All right. So
actually, mine is about the family has a whole bunch of pictures of me sleeping at different amusement parks.
That would be number two.
I'll go on a ride. I'll get sick. I just need to lay down on a bench. Then they take a picture of me. And then we go to another ride. I get on. I get sick. I lay down. They take a picture of me. I'm sleeping at all the benches to Cedar Point.
You should make a Facebook page, Dr. Stephen Craig sleeping. Here's how we do Therapy Thursday. We kind of give you the layout of the situation, whatever the email is. And then you play junior psychologist. And then we have the actual real thing right here in the studio. Dr. Steve, explain how he would handle the situation if this person came into his office. Our number is 313-298-9630.
Dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, I know sometimes you read Dr. Steve's workplace dilemmas. Would you please read this one to him for me? I'm in charge of the benefits for the company I work for, and it is currently the time of year when we restructure our benefit packages for our employees. This year, like each of the past 3 years, we are being squeezed by the economy, and rising health care costs are going to offer our employees a diminished plan as compared to last year. Once again, our employees are going to be responsible for paying a larger portion of their health care costs while getting less coverage. But this isn't my problem. My problem is that my boss refuses to let me explain it in a direct and honest way. He wants me to present this plan with a big smile and an excited voice and use the following language. This year, we're allowing you to participate even more in your own health care plan. Ah. If I get pressed on this issue, I am to explain that we're giving them an opportunity to invest in their own health care in a greater way. I have a real problem with this. I feel like I'm being dishonest and misleading if I do this. I was forced to do it last year during my first year on the job, but I feel like I just can't do it again. I know I should talk to my boss about it, but I'm pretty sure he will get mad at me, and I don't want to jeopardize my job. What do I do? And that's from Tricia.
313-298-9630. I don't think you talk to your boss about this at all, Tricia. This is how we handle this one. This is how you handle
turn
this
your
one.
Radios up.
Here everybody,
we go.
Turn up the volume.
Or down. Or turn them way down.
Turn it way up. I can do this therapy thing all by myself.
All right, let's hear it.
So this is what you do. You say the line as they've said to you, and then you just give them the look. And they'll know exactly what that means. And if you have any further questions.
That look made it look like you were coming on to me. So yeah, don't give them that look. Yeah, give them a different look. Like, in addition to your benefits, I'm interested in you.
Every one of you.
One of the benefits you're not hearing about is this benefit.
No, but you know what I mean. You say the line as, you say it like this. This year, we're allowing you to participate even more in your own health care plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, come on. I honestly think that I bet this is pretty common.
I'm sure it's common.
I'm sure it's common, but everybody.
She's struggling.
Roll your eyes when you say it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows it's BS, right?
Yeah, everybody does, but I want to be told straightforward. I think you should always be honest. And you should always consider your soul.
Okay, fair enough.
When dealing with daily tasks.
But whose responsibility is this? It's not her responsibility.
You're a partner in crime. You are an accessory. Just because she doesn't make the benefits,
right.
If she's proceeding to go along with, hey, it's not so bad, sign here.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that.
You absolved her of responsibility.
Yeah, I did.
You're also a bad.
It is not her responsibility. It's my responsibility.
No, she's saying if she sells it like nothing's wrong and people buy into it, that's going to make her feel bad.
Well,
someone like me who doesn't read anything and just signs it, I'm going to think I just got the best insurance ever.
Allison, that's my entire point. I remember a couple years ago, we had some old dude come into the radio station, sat down in the break room, and Allison's in there for an hour and a half signing everything that he put in front of her.
Because nobody would buy insurance. from him, and I felt bad.
That is like the craziest read. That's like saying you don't know what a smokestack is.
Seriously, don't start, because that's going to be a topic later.
I know, that's
if
true.
If anybody would have bought insurance from him, I wouldn't have had to. That guy spent his whole day here, and not one person would buy his policy. I had to wind up buying a policy for kids I don't even have. HR contacts me like 3 months later, and Diane's like, did you have kids? Because right now, we're taking out money for
This is a true story.
That's my bad.
Why this email shows up, because people can actually say things like this, and there's people like Allison who just buy it and sign up.
I don't like shenanigans. I don't like getting jerked around in the workplace. You know that I like to fight the power. Mm. It's amazing that I've been employed as long as I have been, because I get cranky.
Really?
And there's a news flash.
I like to stand up for the little guy. You know I do.
Yeah,
I like to fight the man, and I like to defend the
I'm always washing his car.
Oh, yeah. You're like, how can I get closer to being the man myself?
I've become the man.
You're trying.
You know, it's happened.
So I would, I'd be honest. I would be honest. I'd say that.
I agree, actually.
I would let them know, regardless of what my boss told me to say. I would say, I'm just going to be honest with you, though, just so you know, read everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting a lot less.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, Allison would look at the boss and go, sure, sure. And then in real time, you'd just say whatever was on your mind. Is that what you're saying, Blaine?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh, that's how I'd handle it.
And then your boss would say, I need to see you after this meeting.
Well, whatevs, dude.
I might just tell my boss, that doesn't sound like something that I'm going to do.
Then I'd be like, okay, prove it. It's a he said, she said thing.
Where's the video?
Where's the video? You got audio of this? You can't nuke me for something that you don't know that I did. Were you in the room? You weren't in the room. It was me talking to this employee named Allison, and I told her exactly what you said. This year, we're allowing you to participate even more in your own health care plan. And I rolled my eyes, and I winked at her, and I said, read every little thing.
And then what I did was I didn't lie at all, and I said, this company's screwing you because that's what they do. That's what they all do.
Let's see.
Now watch Dana suck up to Dr. Steve. Yeah.
No, what I was thinking is, if they're going to have this instead of individually, why not have a group session, a couple of group sessions, and bring in the person from the insurance company to explain it?
Booyah. That's usually what they do.
Yeah. But they might give the same line of garbage.
But that takes it off of her for not feeling guilty. And then when they come to her one-on-one, she goes, make sure you read through every piece of your literature thoroughly so you understand what's being done.
Then you give them the wink.
Nope. If I know someone's going to get screwed over, I'm telling them. I'm going to tell on you.
Well, that sounds about right. No, it does. It does sound about
corporate
right.
Corporate America. I'm against it.
Well, got some really bad news for you.
It is bad news for me.
Because you work for the man.
It's really bad news.
You are so working for the man right now.
I know.
And it's only going to get manlier. Yeah, for now.
But the thought I have, though, is we aren't in this situation. This person is really in it with their boss saying to them,
that's true.
Hey, I need you to say this. And as much as we can say it, I think we have to take some stock in the fact of when you're, you know, and we don't know how old this person is either. They could be 23 years old and it's their first, you know, real job. You know, how do you really handle it when somebody is saying you have to do this and you just think that it's completely against your morals?
I can honestly say I've never been put in this position. I'm really lucky. I've never been put in a position where I had to lie to someone on a professional level, mm-hmm. where my livelihood is dependent on saying it exactly like this.
Can I give you an example real quick before Dr. Steve weighs in?
Sure. Because
I guess this is the closest that I've ever come, but we were going through some changes here at the radio station long, long time ago, and somebody was holding down a shift for a while, and they had the chance to get a job opportunity elsewhere. And at the time, I was kind of overseeing things that I don't really have any business overseeing, but someone had to do it. So in a way, I was kind of managing a little bit.
Yeah, you were the man for a little while.
I was, so everyone was always calling me for scheduling stuff and shift stuff. So I remember he called me one night at home, and he had this job opportunity. He said, but if you think I'm going to get this job that I've been doing, because he'd been holding down this shift for a while, and I knew that he never was. And I told him, I said, I know that you never will. I said, and he said, because they kind of let me think I will. And I was like, but they're not going to. So you should take that other job.
I can tell you right now that in the corporate world, that was a pretty dangerous thing to do.
She's not in management anymore.
No, I got booted out of management.
She was
really
quick. You know what the thing is? And I remember this period because you were kind of like babysitting that.
Somebody, I was babysitting because there was no one here to do that job. But I knew it, and I didn't want him to pass up this other job. So you know what I mean?
God bless you.
I hope so. That's why I do it.
For your soul.
That's why I'm doing it.
Wow, I don't know if I would have handled that the same way. No, I would have.
I hope.
Yeah.
I would have.
It was the right thing to do. It was a good job.
You wouldn't have given that little come hither look that you gave her.
That was not a come hither look. That was me being like, hey.
I can tell you that...
this ain't going to end well.
Back when I was working back in Connecticut, my boss was... I had to tell him that, listen, so-and-so flew in for your job, is flew in for an interview. Just want to let you know. I heard about it. I definitely heard about it. And then what I did is I was able to play it off like I didn't tell him that. I told him that I told him that, but not because you told me.
Right.
It was because so-and-so told me, and since it was out there, and somebody else was telling me outside the radio station, I felt that he should hear it from me.
Hear it from a friendly source as opposed to through the grapevine. Mm-hmm. Julie, it's Therapy Thursday. How would you handle this situation? What do you think?
Well, first of all, you know, if she's not comfortable doing it, she should approach her boss and say, I'm not really comfortable with this language. But and actually, it is not a lie. She is just putting a positive spin on a very bad situation. And she's representing the company. That is her job. That is what she was hired to do, is to be a PR person for that company. So, you know, she can tell her boss that she's not comfortable with it and, you know, can I change this language a little bit? But ultimately, it's not a lie. It is an opportunity for people to invest in their healthcare.
It's just a really dumb way of saying it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Julie, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Steve, let's say that this person comes into your office. I think her name was Trisha. Mm-hmm. What would you say?
The first thing I guess we would look at is the fact that as much as this is about the boss trying to get her to lie or whatever, this really is all about Trisha. What's she going to do to handle this situation? I mean, there's no doubt that what she's being asked to do is really questionable, at least to me, because, mm-hmm. you know, I always say that whenever people start avoiding plain language, that's the first step towards compromising the truth. Mm-hmm. You just got to say it in the regular way. I mean, I even know it as a psychologist because I know whether it's my profession or lots of other ones, they're throwing around all the big 25-cent words, and why do you even need to do that?
Right.
If you start to do that, that's where I start to say, why do we need to do it? And even this email where all those phrases about it, right. It's just not the right way to go about it. But for her, she has to figure out these are the ways you measure yourself in life. You can't get through life without these sort of challenges showing up, whether it's your boss, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your kids. We have difficult conversations we have to go through. And if she were sitting in front of me, it would be about, okay, we have, you know, we can, there's many ways to look at this, all of them dealing with integrity. How are we going to do it? You could take, I have three different ways I think I would go. One is, first of all, you could stand your ground and say, I can't do this. This is something that's against the way I stand. I won't do it, and I can't do it. You may end up losing your job, but if that's what you feel is positive, then you lose your job over it, okay, but you can sleep at night. Then there's other people who say, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to lose my job, and I can't get another job, and feeding my kids is what's more important. And I think there's integrity in that as well. The other point would be, go have the difficult conversation, whether it's the Blaine's come hither look or Allison's. I think really the thing here is that this is how we learn how to handle things in life. Happy people don't not have these conflicts. They learn how to have them. Mm-hmm. They learn how to go and say to the boss, whether it's, you know, six
I'm
different
uncomfortable
ways,
with this.
I'm not going to do it. And if it doesn't work, you try it again and you try it again. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you win those and sometimes you lose, but at least you fought the good fight. And that's what you can rest on, is that, hey, I did it. It's when we get stuck doing nothing. I don't know what to do. Then we get lost.
Like a deer
in cotton
headlights.
Fight the good fight, or you say, you know what, I can't do it because I, you know what, don't want my kids. Or you even learn, which is my third point, something about yourself, which is often we have great, you know, our own baggage gets in the way. We're so sure that the boss or the authority figure won't hear what we have to say. And sometimes, you know, if we believe that all authority is harsh authority, sometimes you go have these conversations and you find that it doesn't go the way you thought at all. And
right.
That's where you have to do it and learn about, well, wait, maybe I'm bringing my own baggage into this. So in my office, we'd go through all of those things and say, well, how do you want to... True, it's a difficult situation, but you have to figure out how to measure yourself and what you're going to, how you're going to handle these.
Thank you, Dr. Steve. Appreciate it.
Good thing he's always here to clean up the messes.
No kidding. We just left a bunch of stuff on the floor, and he got the mop out, and he got the pail and everything, and he had a hairnet on, too, for this one. This is pretty bad.
You know what I thought was interesting was we have so many, we usually have so many callers, and we didn't have that many callers because I think so many people don't know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough one. It is tough.
Because you don't want to lose your job, but
especially in an economy like this.
Right.
All right, check him out online, drstephencraig.com, Craig Counseling Services in Birmingham. That's Dr. Stephen Craig. Therapy Thursday on 96.3 WDVD.
Blaine and Allison in the morning.
96.3 WDVD.